Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champ, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today we are going to be talking about how to fix your rusty joints, okay? So if you struggle with joint pain, elbow pain, knee pain, ankle pain, I'm going to give you some preventative steps, preventative measures to help you continuously see progress in the gym while also tending to your sore tendons. All right, so let's break it down. We're going to be diving right into this episode today. No fluff, no filler. Let's get into it. Okay, so first things first, off the rip, we know that, you know, if you have joint pain, it's very hard to be consistent in the gym, or at least consistently chase progress. All right, because I mean, it hurts to do the same reps that you're doing, to move in the same way, to let alone even put extra weight on. All right, so let's break down some things that we can do today to help you make sure that not only are you progressing in the gym, but you're doing so in a safe way where you're preserving your joints. So the first thing that I want to recommend to sort of help you alleviate the pain, again, it's a part of a routine that I would like for you to incorporate into your fitness journey. The first thing would be, if you have the ability to, if you have the access to it, would be swimming, okay? Go swim. And a lot of you guys probably can't swim. And I'm not saying you got to be a Michael Phelps, but I am saying that it's been proven that if you do spend time in the water, you know, just moving around, it does take the pressure off of your joints while also allowing you to move around and sort of, again, when think of it, when you're in the water, you're floating, right? It releases the pressure. You can take advantage of that released pressure and stretch. It sounds weird, but you see a lot of the old folks doing it when they go into the water and they're like, you know, not really swimming, but they're like stretching around and just moving their body in the water. And I'm not telling you to do this as a workout. I'm just saying that this will alleviate pain. It'll allow you to sort of train your joints to be a little bit more loose by allowing you to have a little bit of pressure like alleviated, or at least the pressure will be removed from your joints as you have the opportunity to move around. So you can effectively stretch without feeling that pain. And if you do this for long enough and you incorporate this in your routine, it will help in the long run, okay? Another thing, guys, that I want to talk about is cycling, especially for you guys that have knee pains, okay? I am a huge fan of the treadmill simply because I don't run on it. If I were to run on the treadmill as a form of cardio every day, I'm young, and even I would still feel it, because no matter what, that constant bouncing on your feet compresses the cartilage in your knees, it compresses the cartilage in your ankles, and sometimes, you know, even in your hips, you might feel a little bit of pain. So I would recommend that if you have knee pain, if you have ankle pain, and you still want to do cardio, that you opt for something that is less intense, that doesn't absorb as much shock when you're doing it. So cycling is a really, really good alternative instead of using a treadmill if you want to do cardio and you have knee slash joint pain. All right, so replace the treadmill and use either a, you know, the stationary bike or even an elliptical if the pain isn't that bad. Again, it's better to use the cycle as opposed to the treadmill, and even the elliptical for many people, so you don't have to skip cardio. Another thing is, if you want to do cardio and you want to use a treadmill, like you are just adamant on that, then I would recommend never doing anything outside of just like walking, okay? Don't try to speed walk, don't try to jog or run, because over a long period of time, which it's going to be if you want to use cardio to help you lose weight, it's going to hurt, okay? Especially if you already have pain, all right? And so the other thing that I want to bring up is strength training. And no, we're not going to talk about like, you know, compound lifts and things of that sort, but more or less rehab. So strength training in the fashion or in the sense of like strengthening your joints. So think of it. If you've ever been in a car accident, first of all, I'm sorry that you had to deal with that, or any other type of like injury, whether it was work-related, sports-related injury, you have to sort of warm yourself up into getting back into the same functions that you normally would have been able to do, like normal functions, not even just sports-related functions, okay? So strength training in this sense looks more like rehab, okay? So like movements that aren't necessarily workouts, but are focused on you allowing your joints to move and you allowing your joints to get stronger. There are several movements, several stretches, or at least several active dynamic stretches that you can incorporate in your fitness journey, in your workout routine, that will assist you and allow you or enable you to train the pain out of your joints, okay? And no, this is not going to be a permanent fix. And technically, none of the things that I'm going to be talking to you about in today's episode is going to be a permanent fix, but it does help you allow yourself to continuously see progress in your fitness journey without having to feel as much pain as you currently do, you know, walking around with your joint pains. Make sense? Again, this applies to not just your knees and your ankles, but also your elbows, right? Wherever you have pain, I want you to literally go to Google and search rehab techniques for insert joint and make it a regular part of your routine. I personally like to do dynamic stretches and static stretches. And whenever I do like stretch, I would do it in a sauna. The reason being is because the heat allows for the joints and muscles to sort of become more malleable, more easy to stretch, more easy to move, and like compare it to a cold days, right? If you experience cold weather and you move around in cold weather and you have joint pain, it hurts a lot more because the muscles are tense, they're tighter. Everything is sort of more rigid and rusty. Whereas if you either do the stretch or the warm-up post-workout, or say with added heat in the sauna, it becomes a lot easier to move around, to move your joints, to give yourself the liberty, sort of like how in the water it would alleviate the pressure, so that you can continuously rehab your joints and so that you can prevent further injury or at least be able to move more efficiently as you progress in your fitness journey, okay? And stretching also does tie into yoga, so if that's something that you're interested in, definitely go at it. I know a lot of guys don't like to do yoga because it's like kind of fucking painful, but I promise you, it works. Yoga is something that you should incorporate if you have joint pain. Like I'm 100% advocate for that. I personally don't do yoga all the time, but that's mainly because I incorporate some yoga stretches in my stretching routines, whether I'm in the sauna or whether it's post-workout and I'm like warm enough to not feel as much pain in my joints as I do these stretches, okay? So another thing here is, and this is way more preventative than, you know, than anything else, but it is definitely investing in a physiotherapist, okay? So consult with a physiotherapist, let them know your joint pains and work with them to help yourself alleviate those pains, those joint pains, and allow yourself to be more preventative, okay? Like, as I said before, and as I'll say again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So it's better that you know, get into this routine of making sure your joints are warmed up as you lift or in between your lifts or post lifts. Like, you don't just want to be focusing on fat loss and building muscle. You also want to be focusing on your ability to function, your ability to move without feeling as much pain. And guys, if you don't already know, I assume most of you know this already, most bodybuilders aren't really that flexible. And it's because they build all this tissue, they build all of this muscle, but they don't really pay attention to the joints. And see, what happens is there's a lot of tension with the muscle pulling on the joints. And they only move in like a very, very limited fashion, just doing reps. Like, your elbow only bends to a certain angle, your knees only bend to a certain angle when you're doing your lifts. And if you do that for long enough and you develop a physique only doing those things for long enough, then you will develop joint pain and you are more likely to be potentially injured. So stretching and at least getting a physiotherapist, working with one at least once every 3 months, you know, just getting to the clinic and, you know, get an adjustment, or even a chiropractor, you know, that will really, really, really go a long way in preventing you from feeling more pain as you age. And on top of that, preventing you from potential injuries. All right. So those are the few things that I wanted to recommend. Again, very short, sweet episode, not even 10 minutes. But these are things that you can implement today that will help you alleviate some pain in your joints as you continuously progress in burning fat and building muscle in your fat loss journey. Okay, so definitely do these things if you struggle with joint pain. I myself have been doing most of these things. I'm not going to lie and say I've done every single one of them all the time throughout my entire fitness journey. Like, I don't swim often, so that's an example. But these things have helped me remain at least preventative in my youth so that as I do age, because I do know I want to live for the rest of my life, as I do age, I'm doing my very best to protect my elbows, my shoulders, my knees, my ankles, okay? And just because you've experienced an injury in the past, or just because you, you know, are at a point where you feel like the damage is irreparable, doesn't mean you shouldn't, or doesn't mean you should completely neglect working on repairing your joints or fixing your joints. Because the only thing you can really do is continuously work on it, whether it's injured or whether it's not. So I'd rather you be a smart person and be proactive instead of reactive, and listen to some of these steps, pick away at whichever one suits you the best, and implement them, incorporate them in your fitness journey so that you don't have to experience joint pain throughout your journey. Make sense? Beautiful. All right, guys, don't forget to share this out to anybody else that you know has joint pain or might need to hear about this. If you weren't listening to this, I don't know who would be. That's it. That's all. Hope you guys have a wicked weekend. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. I hope I was able to give you guys some valuable information today. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro, Matt Butale, signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the Meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB pro Matt Butale, signing out.